this is episode 4 of Chat with Matt, and today it is Sunday, the
13th of January.
13th of January, and I've got my whole family here on in the podcast today.
So we've got two special guests here today.
We've got my brother and my mum.
Zach, my other son, the eldest son. And we've got my wife Emma. Do you want to say hello, you two?
Hello.
Okay. Hi. So we've had a bit of a think about what we wanted to do on this episode.
This one is a bit different.
And we're going a little bit off piece there. So the boys have decided they want to do a taste challenge.
This is crazy because we don't know if it's going to be good or it's going to be bad. They've got water and a spitting bowl.
Right.
So I've got a blindfold that's got a scarf that you can barely see. Right, you can't see through, not barely. And you're putting something in our mouth, and you have to try and guess it. And then Dad would go for like 3, 2, 1, then say the answer. You can swallow it, or you can spit it out and then get a drink of water.
If you spit it out, the other person gets a point.
Right. There's no points.
We'll do a score. So it's between you two. So it's Matthew and Zach, and who's going to score the highest?
Me.
If you say your answer wrong, then you lose a point.
Oh.
If you get your answer right, then you gain a point. All right.
Woo!
So you're both on zero.
Right.
If you'd like to put your blindfold on, boys.
Yeah. Oh no.
Right. Hold your hand out then.
Right. You don't need to hold your hand out. Mum's going to put it in your mouth. So. So we're going on. This is taste challenge 1. And are we ready, boys?
Yeah. No.
All right, go, Mum.
Turn around, Matthew, so I can.
Turn around. Have a chew. Ooh.
I
right.
know that is.
All right, well, don't shout out yet. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
You both think you got an answer?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Marshmallow.
Very good.
Because we have loads in hot chocolate.
There you go. So that's 1 point each.
Oh,
very good.
No, I'm scared because that was something good and now it's going to be something bad.
Are you ready for number 2?
Yeah.
Which way do I face?
Just stay there. Stay there.
That's fine.
Face towards me, Zach.
Where are you?
I'm here in front of you. Talking now. Right. Oh. Okay. Are we ready for taste test 2?
Oh. Yeah.
Are you ready, Mum? All right.
Oh no, what do you mean almost?
Here we go.
No.
Taste test 2.
No.
Open up.
Don't want to.
Open.
Eat it, chew it. Oh, Matthew spit. Zach, you spitting or are you taking it? Taking it like a man?
I know that is. Give me a drink! Not the water!
Alright. Oh, yeah. It's your water. Careful. Zach, do you need a drink?
Yeah.
Do you need a drink, Matt? Zach?
Yeah.
Alright.
You know,
I got
the poison in
there. Take it? Yeah. Alright, hang on. We'll have an answer in a minute.
Alright. Yeah, I know what it was.
Alright. 3, 2, 1.
Onions!
We had a curry last night and there's some of the leftover onions. Beautiful.
I'm gonna throw up. Ready for the next one?
Next one.
This better be something good.
Right. Number 3, going in. So you're on 2 points each, boys.
Open
wide. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I know it.
Alright, okay. Are we liking that one?
Yeah. I've one of these, like,
good grief by the noise.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Yes, it sounds like goats at the farm.
I had two of these today.
All right.
I've already swallowed it.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Red jelly baby.
Jelly baby.
Oh, hang on. What colour was it, Mum?
Zach's
added a colour.
Put
it back there. What colour was it?
I think it might have been red.
Was it?
Yeah. Let's go! We're not going to get 2 points because we got the colour.
What? That didn't count because he obviously took his blindfold off to see the colour.
Do that. I can taste it because I've literally been eating all the red jelly beans.
Right, okay,
so, right, that don't count if you guess the colour.
But Zach, I'm very impressed you got the colour even as well. Right. That's very good. Right, alright, that was number 3, we're on 3 points each. Here we go. Number 4.
This is going to be so good.
Open your mouth and close your eyes and you'll get a big surprise. Come on.
Are you forfeiting the competition then?
Are you giving up, Zach? Is
no,
Matthew won?
I'm scared.
All right, here we go. Number four.
Wait. Open.
Have a chew. Have a chew. What is that?
I know what that is!
Yeah.
Mom!
Why? Don't shout.
Why, Mom?
Don't shout.
What the hell, Mom?
Do you want a drink?
Yes! I've got it because I like this.
Why, Mom? Why do you have to give me that?
Alright.
I know what it is.
Alright. 3, 2, 1.
Corn!
Sweet corn!
What the hell, Mom?
I take it you don't like corn.
No!
I like it.
What the hell?
Come on.
I've swallowed everything so far.
Oh, Zach, you're doing really well.
Ready?
Alright, are we ready for number? Right, so we're on 4 points each now, I think, aren't we?
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm not telling you.
It's going to be a surprise. Here's number 5. Lucky 5 alive.
I've got it.
You got it? What is that?
Why isn't there any milk?
Matt, you cheat. You're giving the clues up.
I know what it was anyway.
Right, go on. 3, 2, 1.
Frosties,
yeah.
Yeah, well done. So you're on 5 each now.
What are the difference between Frosties and cornflakes?
Frosties are covered in sugar.
Are you ready for the next one?
Number 6. No. How many more have we got left then?
One more after this one.
Right.
Oh, what is that it?
Yeah, right, so here's number 6.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, have a chew of this.
I've got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Mm. Whoa, don't cheat, Matt. Don't cheat. Put it back in your mouth.
No, I haven't.
Jack, do you want to spit it out?
No, I need water.
No, hang on. Matt's just having a sip.
Where else is water?
I know that.
Right. Ready for the answers? 3, 2, 1.
Hazelnut.
No.
What?
It wasn't a hazelnut.
Is it a walnut?
No. I'll give you one more try. It'll be hard.
It's a nut.
It's not a nut. It was a bitter apricot.
I didn't even know what that was. Nah, give me more water. I need more water.
No. Give me water. Give me water!
Taking that didn't go down well, boys.
I swallowed it.
No.
Hey, well done, Zach. Do you all right? That. And then number 7. You're on 5 each.
So it's number 6 then, isn't it?
Well, no, yeah, but they didn't get that one. Don't shout out.
What happened before?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Cinnamon gingerbread.
Yeah. I'm going to say no to you, Matthew.
What?
Because it's not gingerbread. It's
what?
It was a cinnamon biscuit.
Yes!
Is that
again? Win? It's a cinnamon.
It's a biscuit. Yes!
That wins 6-5.
Woo! It's kind of the same thing. You said when I had one last time, it was a thingy. It was a gingerbread.
It was
a... No, it's 6-6.
Marshmallow,
what's
6-6?
Can I take it off now?
7. Alright, well, you did well there, boys. It's very impressive you both got as far as you did.
I didn't spit anything out.
Thanks.
Yeah, there we go.
You're welcome.
You can take the spit bowl. Well done there, boys. You both did fantastic. So, right, what's next, Matthew? What's the next topic? I thought you wanted to do 80s games.
Yeah, 80s. Crusty games.
80s crusty games.
Yes. So what? Cheesy.
So what?
Everything was crusty about the 80s.
Well, what do you want to know?
Why were graphics so cheesy? And why didn't you have Fortnite then?
So basically.
Where are you going, Zach?
Put the scarf on the table.
So basically, at the moment, they've got an Xbox One and they're playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And
can I say my username?
No.
Oh, I want
his. Yeah, people can add him.
All right, gotta say his name.
It's MIDRACCOON30091. And please send me your username. So if I get people like friend requests, I know if it's you or not.
Yeah. Ooh, what the hell was that? My God.
And mine.
I felt that.
Mine is straight from the Cranky Prawn 67. C R A N K I E R P R A W N 67.
Well done.
So add us both.
So yeah, if you want to add them both on Xbox Live, go for it. That's the names.
And just to let you know, I have got the Ice King nearly full. I'm at the third stage.
Very good.
Boom.
Right. So we'll do another taste challenge next week, I think. What do you think?
Okay.
I want it to be harder.
You want it harder next
week? Yeah, those are too easy. Cause
I'm rank.
I got them all right.
Why did you give me corn, Mum? I'll never forget this day.
All right, well, we'll do a harder...
I actually swallowed everything.
We'll do a harder challenge next week.
I swallowed everything. I didn't take anything out.
Well, we'll see what happens when you get Lola's dog food next week.
I love my dog food. I thought that nuts thing was... a dog biscuit.
It wasn't a dog biscuit.
So
the first thing that came to my mind.
I could see a teeny weeny bit like there.
Cheater.
I'm not cheating. It was like a teeny weeny bit. And it looked like an Alola's dog food.
Right, the first thing that came to me is dog biscuit.
Yeah.
So go on, boys, what do you want to talk about? It's your podcast.
Fortnite.
My podcast.
So go on, talk about your Fortnite then. You can do 5 minutes on that. So go on, what's the game? What's the game about? Because like I've never really played.
So it's like
noob.
If anyone's played like Call of Duty or something, you'll get
Gears of War.
Yeah, anything like that, you'll get the picture. It's like a fighting game. It's not like dead.
No blood.
Nah, there's no blood. No gore. It just gives like hit markers, like 33, you know, 50. You know, just all of that, and you get like different guns out throughout the game. Last man standing wins. You can get skins, battle passes,
victory royale if you're last man standing.
Emotes, umbrellas, different gliders, and just—it's just tons of fun to play with your friends because it's like different, like.
And when you start, you are a noob, like default pickaxe glider
but
skin.
If your parents,
we got the Raven. Ha.
If
Ravage losers.
If you
don't already have it.
If you have parents, everyone
has parents.
Ask them to buy a V-Bucks, and if you like living with like a girlfriend or wife or something, maybe go and buy some V-Bucks.
Oh, whoa! Who's your girlfriend and wife?
No,
that is a girlfriend.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, have you got a girlfriend, Matt?
No.
You know who I am.
All right, let's do Never Have I Ever then.
Right. Yeah, let's do Never Have I Ever. So Never Have I Ever had a girlfriend.
Oh.
Never. Zach had two in his life.
One.
Two?
Two? No.
Yeah.
And my second one is a secret. I'm not saying it. You know who you are.
Right.
If you're listening.
Just before we continue with Never Have I Ever, make sure to check out Fortnite for yourselves. It is a ton of fun.
It is free. Check it out.
And you can also like play with friends in different game modes.
Ooh.
But from back to Never Have I Ever.
All right, so go on then. Never Have I Ever. Go on, so how do we play it?
So you asked us a question, like say, Never Have I Ever
had a girlfriend.
Yeah, something like that. And we have to say never or I have.
Alright.
Wait, don't have to be that exact question.
That's basically the game. So you have to ask us a question. Me and Matt have to say never or I have. Go on. Ask us like any question, don't matter.
Never have I ever kissed a girl.
Never.
I have.
Oh, have you now, Zach?
Yeah.
I have.
You have?
Yeah, it's called my mum.
Oh, your mum.
Yeah.
My mum and someone else.
Alright, okay.
Well, does my mum really count? Because everyone's pretty much done it.
True.
Oh my God.
Well, everyone's done
it. No, like, have you ever kissed a random girl?
A random girl, no.
Alright. Go on then, Matt, you can ask a never have I ever. Is that you be thinking one if you've got one?
Never have I ever. Watching a dog take a poop.
Never.
You have. You have. Have you, Dad?
Well, yeah, because I've seen ours pooping all the time. But
I have.
You took a picture of this dog.
Let's move on from that. Right, go on, Zach, your question.
Never have I ever done a backflip in front of a girl.
Never.
I'll tell you right now, I've never done a backflip in front of anyone because I don't think I could. I think if I attempted a backflip, it would be a
backflip.
It would be a back splat.
I've done a backflip in front of about three girls.
You've done a backflip?
No,
I do backflips.
Let me see you do a backflip.
I can't do it now. There's no space.
But you could do it if you had loads of space.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. There's episode one of our new YouTube for
Stop.
We'll have Zach do a backflip.
Right. After this, I have the best thing that we're going to talk about.
Right, go on then.
Betcha. Like, you're like...
I just bought that off Dude Perfect.
Yes. I bet you that I could swim a mile or something.
Do you reckon you could?
Yeah.
You reckon? You both reckon you could swim a mile?
Yeah.
I'm that good at swimming.
A mile is 64 lengths in that pool.
Yeah, I know.
In what pool?
The one at Total Fitness.
Yeah, I know.
Not the little one, the big one. 64 lengths of that. You think you could swim that?
Yeah.
No.
No. That's a long way, that, Zach.
Okay.
Could you?
I'd still do it.
I have done it. I have done it in the past, but it was a long, long time ago.
What, you put 64
of that? I bet I could do 3 miles.
I don't think I could do 3 miles. Go on then, what's your other thing,
Dad,
Matt?
It's your question.
I can't, Matt's got something great he wants to do, so go on.
I bet you.
You what?
I said it.
Right, just go back to the never have I ever.
I can't think of any more never have I ever.
I can't.
Right.
I've got one.
What?
Never have I ever played Fortnite, thought I was gonna get the win, but do something stupid.
No. Anyway, I've never even played Fortnite, so it's gonna be a never.
Matthew. I know Matthew. So, have you ever, thought you were going to get the win and then just jumped off a hill by accident and then just lost everything?
No.
I have.
No. Sometimes for you.
I thought I was going to win and I tried to get the sniper shot.
They're not as good as the old games.
No.
The old games were the best.
Cheesy.
Yeah. I've still got my Atari ST downstairs and that's got all the great games.
I can play them.
But that one.
Shadow Dancer.
Yeah.
But
Shadow Dancer, I've got a Mega Drive or Genesis in America emulator, and we play Shadow Dancer on that, don't we? And
yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog and stuff. So
Road Rash.
Rash is a cool game.
Yeah.
And that was episode 4 of Chat With Matt.
It wasn't.
So
I think Zach's out, but I'm not.
Yeah. You like some of the old games, don't you? Zach, what's some of the old games that you like? What have you played on the
I like the new games like Hello Neighbor, Hide and Seek.
We've got some of the arcade games as well downstairs, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like Final Fight and Sunset Riders and things like that, and Turtles and X-Men, and Superman. The old arcade games.
What's that boxing game that me?
That's
me.
Final Blow.
Yeah, Final Blow.
Right. Peace out.
You're gonna have his at.
Well, me and Dad were playing Final Blow. I just kept beating Dad.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So,
it was 4-1, was it?
I think it was 4-1, yeah.
No, it's 3-1.
3-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we'll have a game of that tonight if you want, Matt.
Final Fight, yeah.
Final Blow.
Fight.
All right. So.
Sunset Riders.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Anything else, Matt? Have you got any film reviews for us this week? Or music reviews?
Two film reviews.
All right, go on.
And no songs.
So go on. What's your film reviews?
Secret Life of Pets.
Right.
And Despicable Me 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. So go on. You're gonna give a basic description of what happens in Secret Life of Pets.
In Secret Life of Pets. This dog gets adopted and they were looking for a roommate, and this girl was looking for a roommate, and they had this ball, and like they would be talking, like they could talk, but when they were like back, but like woof woof woof, they would be actually talking.
All right.
And they would go. The parents were like, or owners would go to work, and Max, his owner went to work, and it was about 5 seconds, and then his owner came back because she forgot her phone, and then she went, and then Max was like, "What took you so long?"
Nice. So, what score are you giving that out of 10?
A 10.
A 10, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't surprise me that, Matt. And what were the other films? Despicable Me?
1, 2, and 3.
Right, 1, 2, and 3. All right. And do you want to give a brief description of what they are?
I don't really think I could.
You don't think you could?
No.
Well, it was got Minions in it, hadn't it?
Yeah.
And Gru, the secret agent.
Well, he was.
All right.
And evil guy.
So what score are you giving Despicable Me 1?
10.
Despicable Me 2?
10.
And Despicable Me 3?
Yes.
10?
Yes.
5!
Bit predictable, these scores, Matt.
No.
are there any films you give 1 out of 10 to?
1 out of 10?
Yeah. What's the worst film ever?
Spider-Man?
You give that... No, but hang on a minute.
No.
In last week's show, you gave it 9 out of 10.
Wait, no. I would give it... I would give Star Trek.
Oh.
Star Trek and Star... Just Star Trek.
Just Star Trek?
Yeah.
You just say that just to annoy me, don't you, Matt?
No.
Just to cut me
it's
deep.
It's boring!
Oh, Matt, you don't mean it.
I do.
You don't.
Okay, I mean these very words. Star Trek is the most boring show in the world.
I like Star Trek.
I have no sons, I tell you.
Dad, I just said I like it.
Oh, all right, I've got one back then. Thank God for that. So,
hang on. If you're my dad, how come I'm doing this podcast?
All right. Well, I'll have you back then, but I'll have to put you on a Star Trek rehabilitation program where I think tonight me and you will watch 15 hours of Star Trek.
No,
non-stop.
Do you mean you and Zach?
No, me and you.
Zach.
Zach says he likes it, so
I don't.
We'll do 15 hours non-stop of Star Trek, a Star Trek-a-thon. Just to make sure that you actually like it. Yeah.
Well, I've just told you, no, I don't, so we're not doing it.
Oh, right, okay.
I'll be sat in our room playing Fortnite, probably.
Right. So, so there's your film reviews. Any music reviews? Nothing to review this week, Matt?
I've got something else to say.
All right, go on.
I want some merch.
Oh, we're back on the merch, right?
No. Before we get to merch.
Yeah.
I've got something to say.
All right, go on.
And my podcast is on iTunes now.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're now on big iTunes.
You don't have to go onto my website to listen to it now. You can just download it.
That's right. So if you're on
iTunes, this podcast isn't sponsored by iTunes.
That's right. So if you want to listen to this show on a weekly basis, then go subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and it's fully there and available.
Subscribe,
and
we might be getting a YouTube channel.
And if you like it, give it a like and leave us a review. Maybe
we might be getting a YouTube channel.
Leave us a 5-star review because I'm sure.
If I get a YouTube channel, it's going to be called chatwithmatt.net.youtube.
Okay. And
so you can see me in real life.
And what's going on with the merch? How's the merch sales going?
Not very well.
Not very well.
No one's hired me yet.
Oh, well, we keep waiting for the email, don't we, to come through for the...
Yeah, I keep waiting. Every day I'm asking Dad, Dad, has anyone sponsored me yet?
Mm.
That's my dream.
Oh, well. Well, like I say, Matt, I think we have to do a few more shows, really, and get worldwide coverage and fame.
Do I have someone in America?
We've got Paul in America. Hello, Paul. He's been messaging you, Matt. So,
what else has he said?
Ooh, he's asking various little things, and he says hello and all that. So, big shout out to Paul there, and Nana's wrote in this week as well again.
Yeah.
And if you want any more of me in Chat with Matt podcasts, definitely write it down.
And go and subscribe. If you want more Zach and Mum and more of the taste things, go to iTunes right now, install my podcast and subscribe and hit the like button.
Tell you what, listeners, if you want to leave some feedback, it's feedback@chatwithmatt.com or go to chatwithmatt.net website and leave a comment through the site there. And if you want to leave some suggestions of things you want Matt and Zach to try next week in next week's taste challenge, then leave some suggestions for us. We'll be sure to pick them up this week and then in next week's taste challenge.
We can't be doing them tomorrow because I have school. So yeah, well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
We'll do it next Sunday. That's when we always do that, record the show. Okay. So if you want to leave some suggestions for next week's taste challenge and you want to see if you can stump the kids, then leave a comment.
Please don't put any vegetables. I will be reading them.
And we'll see what we can pick up next week for next week's taste challenge.
Please don't put any vegetables. If you put vegetables, I'm never gonna have a shout out to you ever.
Right. So
everyone else.
So as we all know, Matt loves broccoli and sprouts.
No, I don't.
What?
Yeah. What? I don't.
Right. So this.
Please don't put vegetables.
So I think that's it now for this week's show. I think we'll wrap it up here. So it's bye from Matthew.
Matthew, bye.
And bye from me. Bye.
Matthew and Scott out.